Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. Today we're going to be looking at the pronunciation of regular verbs in the past simple and past participle form. And this is really important because many non-native speakers find it very difficult to pronounce these words correctly. And of course, we use these words all the time. Whenever we speak in the past simple tense or in the present perfect tense, we use regular verbs, and so we need to know how to pronounce it correctly. So I'm going to give you an example of a sentence using a regular verb in the past, but I'm going to say it wrong. I'm going to say it in the way I hear it a lot from non-native speakers. Okay, here's the sentence. Remember, this is the wrong pronunciation of the verb. His parents allowed him to stay up until midnight. I'll repeat that. His parents allowed him to stay up until midnight. The verb in that sentence is allow. Okay, now the way I often hear it, as you've just heard, is allowed. Allowed. So, the correct pronunciation is actually allowed, not allowed, but allowed. What many, many people do is they think that you need to add an extra syllable when you're saying the ED for the regular verbs. Of course, all regular verbs finish in ED, like wash becomes washed and play becomes played. But the pronunciation is so important. We don't add an extra syllable to these words unless the verb finishes in a D sound, a D sound, or a T sound, a T sound. With all other verbs, we do not add an extra syllable. So that sentence, which I've just said in the wrong way, his parents allowed him to stay up until midnight. Well, the verb allow does not end in a d or a t sound, so we do not add an extra syllable. We simply pronounce it allowed, allowed. Let's have a look at some examples of verbs that finish in a d or a t sound. These are the ones where you want to add an extra syllable. For example, want. Want becomes wanted. Decide finishes in a D sound, becomes decided. Surround becomes surrounded. Okay, so with these verbs, if it finishes in a D sound or a T sound, yes, you can add an extra syllable. But with all other verbs, do not do it. Just don't do it. It sounds wrong. It sounds weird. And people will say, well, his pronunciation is not that fantastic. Well, I'm going to help you have pronunciation that you will be proud of. Allow becomes allowed. Let's look at five verbs now, and I want you to correctly pronounce this verb in the past tense, okay, or in the past participle form. It's the same with regular verbs. So here are five words. Stay. Stay. Enter. Enter. Guess. Guess. Point, point, and finally, open, open. Okay, so hopefully you've thought in your head or out loud, how do you pronounce these words in the past tense? So when you add ED to these words, how do they sound? Okay, so here we go. The first one is stay. So in the past, stayed, stayed. It finishes in a Y sound, stay. So you do not add an extra syllable. You don't say stayed, stayed. She stayed at a 5-star hotel, for example. The second one, enter. Again, you do not add an extra syllable. So not entered, but entered, entered. My father entered the room. The next one is guess. Guess. So what do we do with guess in the past? Guessed. Not guess it, but guessed. Straight through. Let it flow through. This does not finish in a D or a T sound. For example, we correctly guessed the answer. The next one, point, well, this does finish in a T sound, so we have to add an extra syllable. Pointed, pointed. For example, they pointed at the famous landmark. And finally, open, well, this finishes in a N sound, an N sound. So again, you do not add an extra syllable, and it's pronounced opened, opened. Jennifer opened the window, for example. So remember, and this is the most important thing with this pronunciation exercise, if the verb finishes in a D or a T sound, you add an extra syllable. If it doesn't do that, then don't add an extra syllable, okay? That's all for today's podcast. Thanks for joining me, and I'll see you next time.
Avant de vous quitter pour aujourd'hui, je suis très heureux de vous annoncer le retour d'un podcast dont les plus anciens d'entre vous se souviennent peut-être, Petit Curieux. C'est un podcast pour les enfants de 7 à 12 ans dans lequel je réponds de manière adaptée à leur âge et de la façon la plus pédagogique possible en une minute à une question par jour, une question que peuvent se poser les enfants, bien sûr. Par exemple, les épisodes suivants sont déjà dispo. Pourquoi les flamants roses sont-ils roses? Comment font les avions pour voler? Peut-on vraiment mourir de rire? Ou pourquoi le coq chante le matin? Et puis cette semaine, je traiterai par exemple de pourquoi y a-t-il une trace blanche derrière les avions dans le ciel? Ou encore, les licornes ont-elles vraiment existé? Sur ce podcast, je publie tous les jours à 6h du matin, du lundi au vendredi. Pour l'écouter ou vous abonner, rien de plus simple. Cherchez Petit Curieux, petit avec un S, dans Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Deezer ou toute autre application de podcast. Ou alors, rendez-vous sur chosesasavoir.com et vous le trouverez dans la liste. Voilà, bonne écoute et à très vite.